And now, another light skin moment with your host, Justin.
And welcome to another light skin moment. It's your boy J Dub, Justin. I'm in the house with my man as always, Rod. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming. And of always, we got the first lady, Karen. How are you?
How y'all doing?
Aw, shit. Karen just made it sexy in the room.
A little sexy when I talk to you.
Not as sexy as me, though.
Definitely not as sexy as Karen. Mm-hmm.
That's true. I got the better end of the deal.
After we just went deep with some balls, it's good to have a little less testosterone. Mm-hmm. A lot more estrogen. But yeah. Thank y'all for being here today. Found something interesting online. And it's called 9 Things Everyone Needs to Stop Saying to Black Women Immediately.
9 things?
I was like, damn, it's a long ass list.
Right.
I can't remember all that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying
to. Who cares about our issues?
I know. I'm just trying to remember, you know, not to say bitch all the time.
And exactly. I was like, I'm going to read it. But the moment it say I can't call you a bitch, I'm done. The list is null and void at this point. Mm-hmm. Ironically, that wasn't one of the things.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, so as long as we can still call them bitches, bitches.
And them hoes, hoes. You know what I'm saying? Because them bitches and hoes know who they are.
And some for y'all young people, thoughts.
Yep.
For some of y'all new people. But it starts out with, you know, black women in America just can't seem to catch a break these days. But you can catch right hands and lefts.
Them two pieces. Shout out to Nick Jew.
Catch a broken jaw.
No disrespect. No disrespect.
None.
Yeah, obviously.
But it says, you know, between Michelle Obama being called transphobic slurs for her stature and physique, mm-hmm. to Janae Rice getting shamed on Fox News, the anchors are being assaulted. Fox News anchors assaulting her. By her NFL player and husband. That black women are routine targets for disrespecting jokes. Enough about her and her complaint. Let's just get to the list.
Now, do we have to count jokes as part of the disrespect? Because I always feel like that's the most humorless type of motherfucker that thinks all jokes are disrespect to them. Or,
right.
It's like, oh, I was the target of a joke. Like, yeah, lighten the fuck up, man. Sometimes a joke is inclusion. Not to mention, black women are the funniest motherfuckers I know. Like, nobody goes in on people and has you dying like black women. You don't believe me? Listen to any podcast full of black women. Even the good, upstanding ones go in on people and have you dying. Yep. Like, I don't know why they act like it's not it can't be used as inclusion. You know, I understand there's some jokes that are terrible, but there's always this attitude of like, you made a joke from these bloggers, and it's like, motherfucker, that means we cool.
Right. What you mad about?
Right. I can see if the joke was, this is why black women ain't shit and I only fuck with white bitches. All right, I get it. That's not really a joke.
No, that's not a joke.
For a lot of these dudes. But when it's an actual joke, man, you shouldn't, like, turn on people for that.
I know, because the other day, I told this bitch, hey, bitch, suck my dick. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, ha ha, up top, right?
Mm-hmm. And then she got the hat of nerve to get mad.
Right.
Yeah.
These fucking hoes and they list.
Right.
So she put number one thing you don't say to a black woman is, you're so pretty for a black girl. And I agree. Call her a bitch. You're pretty for a black bitch.
Right.
All mm-hmm. the way better. Now it's acceptable.
Yeah, I agree.
And other ways you could form that, Karen? You're pretty for a black
cunt.
Mm-hmm. Also acceptable. I'll accept that.
You know, the thing is, I have no problem with this one because it's something white people say. So, fuck them too. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I've never said that to, like, a black dude. A black dude is never gonna say that to a black woman. You pretty for a black girl. Like, unless they, like, some
I feel
type
like
of,
Don Lemon would.
Right. Unless they some type of, like, Republican. You know what I mean? Like, most black dudes are like, you just
pretty.
You pretty,
doggy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that now. Karen, if you had married a white man and took him home, your mom, I mean, a white man had married you, he go to his parents' house, oh, she's pretty for a black girl.
Mm-hmm. I was expecting like an Aunt Jemima type.
Well, it's a head rag.
Can you cook, sweetie? Can you make some collard greens and yams?
Are you going to kill my baby and give him high blood pressure and cholesterol with all that food you Negroes eat?
Mm-hmm. I feel like they wouldn't say that, though, if some of y'all black women would just maybe, you know, mm-hmm. not be so black.
Yeah, they'd be like, honey, her hips are so wide.
Yeah,
but I digress. Number two is, I want hair like yours.
Now, what's offensive about that one?
That sounds like a compliment.
Yeah, I don't get it. Karen?
Oh, yeah, we...
I don't know. They black women. She said, don't say this shit to them.
It technically is offensive because this text your hair and then immediately after that come hands. You're like, don't fucking touch my hair.
I've said to other black dudes all the time, I want hair like his. His hairline intact, luscious hair full of hair.
It's not the same.
And you then, know what I mean?
Like, and then it says, no, you don't. To have black hair means it's subject to the highest degree of scrutiny from assessments of your professionalism to comments from other black folks about your so-called lack of self-respect. You know what, lady? You're taking this way too serious. It's just take the compliment and shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
taking it to heart.
Flip your hair back.
I interviewed Rhonda Lee on this show, and she wasn't as uptight about the hair comments as you are. And she lost her job over racism about her hair.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, come on, man.
She need a hug. All
right, maybe they just like your braids.
I know, they love her Brazilian. Her Brazilian.
Yeah. All right, what's the next
one? You don't look completely black. What exactly are you? Now, that one, chocolate? I think you just don't say to anyone. Right. That's not just a black people thing.
Just in nobody.
Yeah, you don't, like, I wouldn't walk up to a white person and be like, you don't look all that European.
What, yeah, it definitely depends on the it definitely depends on the person, though, right? Because I know people that do identify as black mixed with something. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I'm Blasian. Or I'm such and such. But you can't really tell that until they tell you, I guess.
Yep.
But let's be honest, dog. Come on. Like, not a lot of people out here are claiming, especially women, especially black women, they will tell you everything that's in them. It's like a mixed drink. You be like, hey girl, like, it's if you just be like, yeah, you know, blah blah blah, it's like, yeah, I got some Indian on my grandmama's side, and plus, you know, my great uncle was Dutch. I'm like, nigga, you black. Boy. And then they don't like when you say that. Like, nah, you black. You just black, black. They be like, no. I am.
You that real black.
I got a little Indian in me, too.
Yeah, I am Cobblin' Asian, and you going to say it like that every time.
Say it with your chest.
My great-grandfather was synagogue. That ain't black.
Right.
Shoot. All right, number four. Can you teach me how to Dougie? I mean, dance. I mean, twerk.
Uh-huh.
I mean, shake your ass.
Harlem shake.
Yeah, can you teach me how to crip walk? I mean...
Smurdered.
Drop it like it's hot? Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you teach me how to do that?
Why is she so angry? Can you teach her how to dance? This the angry... She probably saw you dancing and shit.
Right. How your ass gonna be at the wedding reception doing electric slide talking about I ain't gonna teach you how to do it? Yeah. That's the whole point of fucking dance.
Right. There's nothing wrong. I was teaching people how to do some dance. It was fun.
Now, if you're like... in the bathroom taking a shit and someone knocks on the stall and says, can you teach me how to dance? Well,
then
obviously
we
that's
got
ridiculous.
An issue, yeah.
Well, if you're at work or something, but if you had a social function dancing, like, don't be so mean. Man, this won't fit in the mean stereotypes.
I'm sure every time a song, she hearing her head or a song come on, she bopping and doing some little move.
Right.
Gyrating and shaking her ass like all the black bitches out here do, because right. I can't call you black women, according right. to her.
Okay.
I can call you a black cunt.
Right.
No disrespect.
Yeah. I mean, just say what you want to in front of my wife. It's fine.
Well, I'm not talking to Karen. Come back. Karen is a beautiful African queen. Yeah. She is the first lady.
I'm sure you can come back.
Not the first lady.
I mean, hopefully the door is unlocked next time you come through. I don't know.
Well, you remember you gave me that key?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my bad.
You said you don't remember that?
And locks change.
My bad.
Locks change.
Oh. Number five, stupid. I don't even want to read it, but I'm going to share it with y'all anyway. I wish I were as strong as you.
Well, yeah, when she saw you lifting them heavy-ass boxes to come in and up the stairs.
Yep.
You know, she probably been to the gym, seen you do them squats. She like, damn, I wish I was as strong as you. And now here you go, flipping on her.
Yeah, like, this woman need a hug. Did you grow up with your dad, number six?
Oh, damn. Oh, I actually don't have a joke for that. That is fucked up.
Oh, it could have anything to do with her dating habits and her calling all her boyfriends and baby daddy's daddy on the phone.
Yeah.
That could have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, man. You got this one. That one hits a lot of people a little too close to home. this is a very special controversial episode.
Very light skinned of you. You need a hug.
Roger, I know backing out.
I know it's a light skinned woman, but you don't have to be light skinned. You can still be your,
that's light skinned behavior.
You can still be your dark skinned Adama Kasu Donkey Kong self.
African self.
Oh, you're so lucky you don't have to tan. Number 7.
But you are lucky, and you also won't get skin cancer.
All right.
And you don't peel.
Yep.
No.
You see, that's the problem. She can't even see the annoyances that white people have to deal with, because apparently white privilege is also equal to suntan lotion, and that's not true.
And this is also the same black woman that had a door held up in front, and she cussed that dude out.
That's probably her.
This is that same black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, I've got a thing for black girls.
Yeah, it's called my penis.
Yep. Again, all compliments. It's only one slanderous thing so far.
So wait, you're not allowed to have a fetish or a specific preference for black women?
Yep. Porn industry done for now.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand that.
Ebony porn is done.
Them cuckolds.
Yeah.
Cuckolds, I'm sorry.
And she said, it's like saying you have a thing for action movies or Chinese food. I do those too.
She says, not all black girls are the same, so what are you attracted to specifically?
They black skin, they big booties, they titties in general.
All things blackness. That's what you're attracted to. All things blackness. And number 9, the most appropriate thing on the list, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so angry?
Oh man, well that's you know.
Number nine, things you shouldn't say to a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
That one's actually accurate though.
Yeah.
You already know why she angry.
After reading this,
she's a single mother. Mm-hmm. With
she
no
loud,
man.
She obnoxious.
And stretch marks. Well, that's why she angry.
Why is she so angry? Cause you've been trying to touch her hair. Okay. You told her you had a thing for black girls. Then you told her you were lucky she ain't got a tan. After this, she grew up with a daddy.
Nope.
You told her you wish you was as strong as her. Then you said, can you teach me how to Dougie? And then you said, are you even all the way black? Are you just like a little bit of black or like half a black?
A quarter of a black.
Yeah. And then you told her that you're pretty, but only for a black girl. And all this stuff added up to make her go write this blog post. And you realize that that's why she's angry.
What she went wrong was all her complaints really seem more racial than just focused on black women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would have been a better written article if she had talked about maybe some of the biases that's consistently held against black people.
Yeah, I think she tried to address them, but could have addressed them better.
I really think she should have just came up with a list of things that annoy women and then just added black to it. Like, are you on your black period? Is that why you have a black attitude right now?
Yep. But outside of that, I think she needs to chill. But I can understand why she feels this way.
Yeah, I think she's pressed.
When you're in a time when, like she said, Janae Rice, with all these dark-skinned, African, darkies, Negroes like Ray Rice, Darren Sharper, Greg Hardy, Jameis Winston, Ray McDonald, Dez Bryant, Adrian Peterson, Terrell Suggs, out here just disrespecting black women.
Right.
What you need to do is come to the light-skinned side of things.
That's true.
And to just show you how, Derek Jeter, the lightest of the light skin of the pimps, was honored over the weekend for his 19 years in the league during his going away ceremony. And I'm going to just tell you how pimpish he was. He had Michael Jordan come be a part of his ceremony.
Cool.
Oh.
Michael Jordan. Derek Jeter, he's been showing you how to pimp since day one. Shouts to him. You know what I mean? Get you a light skinned man, and then you don't have to worry about somebody asking to touch your hair. And y'all can discuss all these things together as he sings to you and holds you at night.
Yeah, because that's the thing. When you're dark and you have a light skinned brother, he can stand on your behalf because he's half white.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And just to close it out, you know, Joan Rivers passed recently, and just wanted to say, you know, R.I.P. Fuck you, Joan Rivers.
Fuck you, bitch.
You white bitch. You
dry pussy having hoe.
Fuck you.
Your fashionless fashion taste, thin skinned from all the surgeries, cat face dog.
You tasteless baby daddy having multiple surgery, killing your own life.
May you return to the place you were born, China.
Rest in peace.
That's where most of you came from.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
We'll miss you. Church, and we out.